Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the epistle lesson as Hayden has read, and our theme this morning, the unmatched glory of being a Christian. Please be seated. Dearly beloved in Christ Jesus, it may seem to us in this life that life isn't so glorious. I know that each of you face trials and sufferings and temptations each day. I know that this faces you because it also faces me. Just because I'm your pastor doesn't mean that I'm immune to suffering, to trials, to temptations. For as you have already heard, I am a sinner. No, I'm the chief of sinners. And therefore I know the plight. I know the plight of my sin, and I know the plight of your sin. Yet I also know this, and today you must also know, that now, right now, you are a son, you are a daughter, you are a child of God. You are born, yes, you are born of God. So since you are born of God, then you are a child of God. And my friends, this is not of our works. It's not of our doing. Each of us sitting here or standing here this morning have been born of a woman. And since we are born of a woman, that wasn't our work. Well, since we are born of God, it's also not our work. And since we are born of a woman, Scripture tells us that we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. When you and I were born, we were born into wrath. We inherited the sin of our father and of our mother. But it's by grace and it's by His mercy that God came to us, and in the waters of holy baptism and by His word, He has claimed us as His dear child, as His son, as His daughter. We know this because, again, Scripture tells us, you know that He appeared in order to take away sins. And in Him, there is no sin. Since we have been baptized into Christ Jesus our Lord, He has washed away our sin. And since we have been baptized into Him, since He has no sin, we too have been made to look like Him, as we heard in our epistle lesson this morning. It is by this spiritual regeneration, it's by this spiritual new birth there at the font, and by what He has done here at the cross, that you can say that I am a son, or I am a child, or I am a daughter of God. And that would be a true statement. For that's exactly who you are. Because God Himself calls you His child. He has adopted you into His holy family. And the adoption papers have been signed with the blood of the Lamb. So why is it? Why is it that this glory and this honor as a child of God is not recognized? It is not recognized by the world. It's not recognized by the world, dear one, because the world does not know God. The worldly, the unbeliever, they're blind to the fact. They're blind to the glory of God and of the glory of His children. You see, the unbeliever, those who live in accordance with the laws of this world, they think that the basis of their life is that your life can't be holy because there is no holy God. After all, they are their own God. It's all about me, myself, and I. You've already heard that from this pulpit also. They only have faith. They only have faith in themselves, or they have faith in other people, or they have faith in human reason. They can't understand, and therefore they are not in the know. They are not in the know of a loving God, and of the power of a gracious and merciful God. Therefore, because the unbelieving world believes all of this, they persecute you, they disrespect you, they ridicule you, and finally, yes, they may even take your life. They may take your goods, your fame, your child, your wife, your husband. After all, the world did the same to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus fully revealed, he fully revealed to all who he was. He fully revealed to all that he was the Son of God. He proved his divinity. He fully revealed that he was the one of whom this book was written. The Old Testament pointed to Jesus, the coming Savior. And the New Testament reveals that Savior and all that he has done for you and for me. Therefore, because Jesus has done this great work, God says, God the Father says, that you are his child. And since, dear ones, we are his child, we have no fear. We have no fear of what this world may do, and we definitely have no fear of this coming Tuesday. I'm not here to give a political speech. I really care little about politics. But you must also understand, no matter what happens on Tuesday, you are a child of God. God is in charge. He's in control. And no matter what happens, the sun will come up on Wednesday. Sunday will come, and you will come here, and you will hear that God is your God. It's not the world. It's not a president. It's not a court. No election has any bearing on you. No president has any bearing on you. No court has any rule over you, for you are a child of God. We must remember that we live in the world, but we are not of the world. Therefore, president and world and court, they may try to take everything from you, yet they have nothing won. For in the end, they will stand before their judge, and they will answer. And in the end, you, his child, will stand before your Redeemer, and he will say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant." You see, dear ones, we know our future. The future is written in here. Therefore, we have no fear. We know that Jesus will keep his promise. He said that he would go to the right hand of his Father, and there he would prepare a place for us, and that he would come again to take us to where he is. He will keep his promise. On this All Saints Day, we remember the promise that he has made to your loved one. We remember the promise that he has made to our dear Velma, the saint who has departed from us this year. He kept his promise. He always keeps his promise. Though he isn't always fully revealed to us, we know that we have an intimate relationship with our Lord and with our Savior. After all, today Jesus is present. Yes, we don't see him face to face, yet we see him in bread and wine. We hear his words in the preached word. Today you will come here and you'll stand before a holy and just God, and he will serve you. He will serve you, his body and his blood, for the forgiveness of your sin. Yes, the glorious bodies that we have been given, right now they are veiled. Veiled by sinful flesh. Veiled in our sufferings. Veiled in our humiliation. Yet on that great last day, the shroud of old Adam will be taken from us, and we will put on that robe of righteousness that we will wear forever and ever. That robe that you and I have dipped into the blood of the Lamb. And there, in His kingdom, there no president or court or world will have any power over us, will have any say over us. For we will be in the presence of the throne, and there in the midst of the throne is the Lamb, your Lord and your Savior. My dear ones, you will know and you will live in lasting glory because you are a child of God. That is a reality right now, but it's not yet. At His second coming, we will see Jesus. Have you ever thought of this? Think of it and in faith believe it. We will see God and we will see Jesus face to face. We will see Jesus just as His apostles saw Him. We will see Jesus just as Peter, James, and John saw Him there on the Mount of Transfiguration in all His glory. We too will be transformed into a glorious heavenly body. And then we will see Him face to face. We will understand His love. We will understand His glory. We will understand His mercy and His grace. And we will drink of those everlasting waters of life forever and ever. Most of all, dear ones, we know that these words are given to us to reassure us. But when we see Him face to face, the words of the first reading will be true. Therefore they, you and I and all His saints, will be before the throne of God. And we will serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb is in the midst of the throne, will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. I know you mourn still. I mourn also. I miss the lost ones. I miss those who have left us and departed from us. I remember grandfather and grandmother. I remember the dear saints of this congregation. And yes, I remember Velma oh so well. She is one that we'll never forget. And all the dear saints who are at rest across Hume Road or wherever they rest, we know that we will see them again. But most importantly, you and I, we will see our Lord. We will see Him face to face. We know that our dear departed ones are at rest. Their soul is with Christ. And what we have just read from the book of Revelation is true. The devil has no power over them now. There is no more sin. There is no more pain. There is no more mourning. There is no more crying. God has wiped every tear from their eye. They are at peace. They are at rest. Thanks be to the Lamb. So therefore, on this All Saints Day, it is proper and right that your pastor remind you of what Jesus has said about those dear departed saints, each and every one of them. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Your loved one lives today. Velma lives today. She is in the presence, and your loved one is in the presence of Jesus. And there, they are at peace. You see, that day will come for each and every one of us. That day will come, either it be the great last day or in the day of our physical death. And today, God is present. Your Lord and Savior is present to reassure you that you are His child. How do you know that you're His child? Well, today He gives you a foretaste of the feast to come. Today, this foretaste of the feast to come reassures you that He will keep His promise, for He is here, truly present to serve you, body and blood. He is here to serve you the forgiveness of your sins. He is here to reassure you and to strengthen your faith. For God knows, for Jesus knows that your faith and my faith is weak. Sometimes we become depressed. We become demoralized. We think that everyone and everything is against us. But dear one, Jesus is always for you. And today He reassures you that He will not leave you as an orphan. He will come to you and He will feed you. He will reassure you that you, each and every one of you, are His child. Today He proclaims to you that you have life and salvation in Him and in no other. Thanks be to the Lamb. Today He proclaims to you and He reassures you, no matter what happens on Tuesday, He tells us this, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully, he will receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. These words are right and true, and they are true today as you come with clean hands and a pure heart and receive from your Lord the forgiveness of all your sins. Dear ones, it is in true faith in Christ Jesus, that we can lead a godly life. It is in hope and faith that we are led to confess our sins. Today you have already done that. You have confessed to your God that you break His commandments daily and much in thought, word, and deed. And that's true. And not only you, but me also. I break His commandments daily and much, but because of His grace and His mercy, He is faithful and just. And He will forgive us of our sins. And it is He who purifies us from all unrighteousness. It is in this hope and faith that we strive to lead a godly life, for we desire to be like our Lord. We desire to be free from sin. We desire to have clean hands and a pure heart. Our great change has happened. There at the font, we were washed clean and given new life. And that change continues. For dear ones, today, you will come into the holy place of God, and you will dip your robe into the blood of the Lamb. Here at this holy place, He serves you body and blood. Here, He reminds you that you are His dear son, His dear daughter. And there's no one who can take that title from you. For He has given that title to you freely. And He reassures you today that He is your God. He reassures you today that when you come into His presence on that great last day, that He will wipe every tear from your eyes. That with you, there will never be again a death. That because of Him, there will never again be sin. Satan and all his evil minions, his evil angels, and all those who follow him will be cast into the lake of fire. They will be forgotten. But you and I, we will see God face to face, and we will receive from Him every single day waters of life and we will see His unmatched glory. For He gives that unmatched glory to us. So come. Come today, dear one. Come and wash your robe in the blood of the Lamb. For He proclaims to each of you today that you, yes, you are His son. You are His daughter. You are His child. And He forgives you of all your sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, thanks be to the Lamb. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen. Amen.